Title, Clips Edit, Stretch a Delay Throw from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 using Session View to Arrangement View. Hi and welcome. In this advanced lesson you'll learn how to create a dramatic delay throw in Session View, capture the wet tail into arrangement, and then stretch and sculpt that tail into a long, evolving atmospheric element, all using Ableton Live 12 stock devices and clip tools. This clips edit workflow is perfect for drum and bass atmospheres, wet transitions, and riser-like beds that sit under or sweep into your drops. What we'll build together, a Session View triggered delay throw you can send from any drum or vocal clip. A clean return track chain using echo, EQ8, saturator and reverb that delivers a fully wet tail. A resampled audio capture of that tail in arrangement. A stretched, warped, and texture-enhanced clips edit that becomes a long atmospheric bed or transition. Let's walk through the process step by step. Preparation. Session View Setup Step 1. Create the return and routing. Create a return track and rename it a delay throw. On your drum or vocal track, set send it to about +6 dB as the starting point. Make sure the return is stereo and that you can see and tweak the send knobs while performing. Step 2. Build the delay throw return chain with stock devices. Insert EQ8 first and high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. To remove sub-energy that will smear when stretched. Next, open echo. Set delay to sync. For a starting setting, try left at an eighth triplet and right at a quarter note, or both eighths for a tighter ping-pong. Set feedback around 40 to 60%. This controls the raw length before we stretch. Keep diffusion low for clarity. Darken the tone a touch with echo's tone/cut filters. Set dry/wet to 100% on the return, and enable ping-pong for stereo movement. After echo, add saturator with a gentle soft clip and 1 to 2 dB of drive to glue repeats. Then add a reverb, hybrid reverb or the stock reverb will do. Choose a plate or large hall, size it large and set to K between about 3 and 8 seconds depending on how long you want the tail. Keep the reverb dry/wet fairly low, around 20 to 30%, so it fattens the repeats without drowning them. Finally, add utility for gain staging and subtle width control. Step 3. Prepare a session clip to throw. On your source track, make a short clip, 1 or 2 bars. If you're using drums, choose a snare or snare group hit. For vocals, a short phrase or single word works great. Set clip launch quantization to 1 bar or none depending on whether you want tight sync or instant trigger. Optionally, add a follow action if you want automatic multiple repeats. Live testing and capture. Step 4. Preview and tune. Solo the source and listen to the return. Adjust send A. Echo feedback and the reverb decay until you have a pleasing wet tail that rings out several seconds without getting too muddy. This is your raw delay throw. Step 5. Capture the throw to arrangement. Create a new audio track named Resample Delay Throw. Set its input to resampling and arm it for recording. Before you record, mute any tracks you don't want captured. You want the recorded material to be only the wet signal from the return. Place the arrangement playhead where you want the throw to land. When you're ready, trigger the source clip in Session View and immediately press Arrangement Record to capture the live output. Let the tail decay fully, keeping a couple of extra seconds after the audible decay. 2 to 6 seconds of extra material gives you room to stretch. Stop recording and open the captured audio in arrangement. Stretching the captured throw, the clips edit step 6. Consolidate and enable warp. Select the recorded audio and consolidate it to make a clean clip. Double-click to open clip view and enable warp. Start with warp mode set to Complex Pro for full spectrum material, or texture, if you want a granular character. Step 7. Basic time stretch. Decide how long you want the final bed. For example, stretch a 3-second tail to 12 seconds. Place a warp marker at the clip start and another just after any initial transient you want preserved. Lock those sections by leaving markers in place. Then move the final warp marker to the right until the clip reaches the target length. Listen and switch warp modes if you hear artifacts. Step 8. Creative segmented stretching. For the most musical result, split the clip into zones. Keep zone 1, the initial hit, unwarped. Make zone 2, the mid repeats, a subtle stretch. Make zone 3, the tail, a heavy stretch for an ambient pad. You can split the clip with CMD/Ctrl+E and apply different warp modes or settings to each segment. Use tiny crossfades or 1 to 10 millisecond fades to avoid clicks between sections. Step 9. Texture enhancement with grain delay. For add grainy character, drop grain delay after the stretched clip. Use small L/R delays. Spray between 10 and 40%. Feed 0 to 30% for controlled repetitions, and pitch offsets if you want harmonic smear. Keep grain delay mix low, around 20 to 30%, so it layers texture without overpowering the tail. Step 10. Spectral shaping and dynamics. After stretching, insert a Q8 to tame resonances caused by time stretching. Reapply a gentle high pass around 80 to 120 Hz and use narrow cuts for any sharp buildups. If the tail needs smoothing, add a subtle gate or compressor with a slow attack to shape dynamics. Step 11. Automation and final placement. Automate volume and stereo width. For example, start narrow and open the utility width gradually. If you recorded multiple throws, resample them and comp the best parts in arrangement. Use automation to blend the clips, edit under drums or as a transition element. Common mistakes to avoid: don't record too short a tail. Stop capture too soon and you'll lack material for stretching. Capture extra seconds. Don't warp the attack. Anchor the initial transient with a warp marker to preserve punch. Don't skip the HPF before the echo or before resampling. Sub-frequencies smear when stretched. Don't capture mix bleed. Mute other tracks or isolate the return when resampling. Watch echo feedback. Too high feedback can self-oscillate or clip the recording. Pro tips: use a second return for reverb only. Route echo to one return and a long reverb to another for separate control. For the cleanest results, freeze or export the captured clip at a high sample rate, then re-import for offline stretching. Instead of extreme time stretching, combine moderate stretch with low-pass automation to preserve fidelity while creating the sense of slowing motion. For big width and movement, duplicate the stretched clip. Transpose one copy up or down an octave, low-pass it, pan opposite and offset timing slightly. Save great clips edits to your user library as WAVs or consolidated clip presets for future sessions. Mini practice exercise: try the short drill to lock the technique in. 1. Make a 1-bar snare clip and set send it to plus 8. 2. Build the delay throw return with the echo and FX settings we used. 3. Arm a resample track and record a single throw into arrangement, capturing at least 4 seconds of decay. 4. Consolidate, enable warp right arrow complex pro, anchor the first quarter second, and stretch the tail to about 12 seconds. 5. Add grain delay and a subtle EQ8. Automate utility width from about 40 to 140% over the tail. 6. Export a 30-second render and compare it to the unstretched throw to hear the clip's edit effect. Recap: we designed a return chain delay throw in session view with echo, EQ, saturator and reverb. We captured that wet signal via resampling into arrangement. Then we turned the recording into a clip's edit by consolidating, warping in zones, choosing appropriate warp modes, and adding texture with grain delay and EQ. Key rules: preserve the transient, capture extra tail length, high pass before stretching, and split the clip into zones for the most natural result. Final notes, mindset and workflow tips: treat the session performance like a studio take. Try different throws. Small timing changes in capture can produce wildly different stretched results. Mute everything except your source and the return when resampling to keep material clean. Freeze, export, or freeze/flatten to manage CPU, and always save iterations as you try different warp modes and FX chains. Use follow actions, macros and mapped controls for live performance variations, and name and color code your clips edits so you can find them later. That's the clips edit workflow, from a session view delay throw to a long, textured atmospheric bed in arrangement, ready to drop into your drum and bass productions. Now go make throws, stretch tails, and build your own unique atmospheres.